Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Coach the Person. Not the Problem, a Guide to Using Reflective Inquiry by Marcia Reynolds is a professional coaching guide for executive coaches, leadership coaches, managers, and anyone who uses coaching conversations to support development. Reynolds, a master certified coach and former global president of the International Coaching Federation, argues that effective coaching is not primarily about helping clients solve the issue they first describe. Its deeper purpose is to help them examine the beliefs, emotions, assumptions, and self-perceptions that shape how they see the issue. The book belongs to the practical coaching and leadership development genre, but it is more reflective than a simple question bank or technique manual. Its central method, reflective inquiry, combines attentive listening, presence, and carefully timed observations or questions that invite clients to think about their own thinking. The book aims to move coaching from advice giving and problem analysis toward insight, self-awareness, and sustainable action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shift from solving the presented issue to examining the person behind it. The central distinction in the book is between coaching the problem and coaching the person. Coaching the problem tends to keep the conversation at the level of facts, options, obstacles, and plans. That can be useful in limited situations, but Reynolds argues that it often misses the deeper source of repeated difficulty. A client may describe a conflict, decision, performance challenge, or career frustration, yet the more important coaching material may be the way the client interprets events, protects an identity, avoids discomfort, or assumes what others expect. The coach, therefore, listens for the person inside the story rather than becoming absorbed in the story itself. This shift matters because clients commonly arrive with narratives that feel complete to them. If the coach merely helps optimize the existing narrative, the client may leave with a better tactic, but no new perspective. Coaching the person invites the client to notice how the problem is being constructed in thought and emotion. The outcome is not passivity or endless introspection. Reynolds connects deeper awareness to more grounded action, because action chosen from a changed perception is more likely to endure than action adopted to satisfy external pressure. Secondly, reflective inquiry as an invitation to observe thinking rather than answer questions. Reflective inquiry is the distinctive practice at the center of the book. Reynolds does not present it as simply asking powerful questions, nor as a formula for moving through a session. It is a disciplined conversational process that helps clients pause, observe their own meaning-making, and reconsider what they have accepted as true. The coach may reflect patterns, emotions, contradictions, assumptions, or shifts in energy, then invite the client to explore what those observations reveal. This is different from interrogation, because the purpose is not to extract information for the coach. The purpose is to create a mirror in which the client can see internal experience more clearly. The inquiry is reflective because it turns attention back toward the client. And it is an invitation because the client must have freedom to accept, reject, or revise what is offered. This stance protects the autonomy of the client and prevents the coach from turning insight into disguised advice. The mechanism is subtle but practical when clients hear their thinking reflected without judgment. They can separate from automatic stories long enough to revise them. This makes reflective inquiry both relational and cognitive, relying on trust as much as on technique. Thirdly, presence, emotional regulation, and the coach as a thinking partner, Reynolds gives significant attention to the inner condition of the coach. The book emphasizes that coaching the person requires more than methodical questioning. It requires presence, emotional steadiness, and the ability to stay curious when the client is confused, defensive, angry, or overwhelmed. A coach who is internally rushing toward a solution will tend to narrow the conversation too early. A coach who becomes judgmental, anxious, or overly sympathetic may also distort the client experience by trying to rescue, correct, or reassure. Reynolds positions the coach as a thinking partner, not an expert who fixes the client. This partnership depends on the client feeling seen, heard, and valued, especially when difficult emotions surface. Emotional intelligence is therefore not an optional interpersonal skill, but part of the coaching mechanism. By regulating personal reactions and staying connected, the coach helps create a space in which the client can tolerate self-examination. The book also implies a useful professional discipline. The coach must monitor personal assumptions about what progress should look like. Presence allows the coach to follow what is emerging in the client rather than forcing the session into a predetermined structure. Fourthly, moving beneath client stories to beliefs, assumptions, and identity. A recurring theme in the book is that clients often present situations as if the facts alone explain their distress or limitation. Reynolds encourages coaches to listen beneath content for the beliefs and identity claims that organize the story. A leader may speak about a difficult colleague, but the deeper issue may involve a need to be seen as competent. a fear of disappointing others, or an assumption that conflict will damage relationships. These inner structures are not treated as pathologies. They are treated as human patterns that once may have been useful, but now constrain choice. By helping clients notice these patterns, the coach supports a shift from being inside a story to being able to examine it. Identity is especially important because people often resist actions that threaten how they understand themselves. A client may know the rational next step and still avoid it because it conflicts with a self-image such as being loyal, independent, indispensable, or always in control. Reynolds shows why advice often fails in such cases. It addresses behavior without addressing meaning. Reflective inquiry works by surfacing the meaning that makes old behavior feel necessary. Lastly, balancing insight with action in a non-directive coaching relationship, although the book argues for depth, it does not reject action or practical outcomes. Reynolds presents action as more useful when it emerges from a shift in awareness, rather than from compliance with a coach recommendation. This creates a careful balance. If the coach remains only in exploration, the session can become vague and detached from real decisions. If the coach moves too quickly to action planning, the client may produce conventional solutions without addressing the pattern that created the impasse. The book, therefore, supports a rhythm in which the coach first helps the client recognize a constraining perception, then supports the client in choosing what to do from the new perspective. This approach also clarifies the boundary between coaching and advice giving. Reynolds allows that coaches may share information when appropriate, but the core work is not to become the source of answers. The client remains responsible for meaning, choice, and commitment. This is particularly relevant for leaders who coach employees. They may be tempted to correct, teach, or direct. Yet the developmental value of the conversation depends on allowing the other person to think more fully and own the resulting action. In conclusion, coach the person. Not the Problem is best suited for professional coaches, internal organizational coaches, consultants who use coaching conversations, and leaders who want to move beyond directive problem solving. It is also useful for managers who notice that repeated advice does not produce lasting change in employees or peers. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of how to listen for the person beneath the presenting issue, how to use reflection without imposing interpretation, and how to create conversations that generate self-awareness before action. The intellectual benefit is its integration of coaching practice with ideas from emotional intelligence. Adult Learning and the Psychology of Meaning-Making, without turning the book into an academic text. Compared with many coaching books that emphasize models, question lists, or performance goals, Reynolds gives more attention to the moment-by-moment relational process that makes coaching transformative. Its distinctiveness lies in treating presence, reflection, and client autonomy as the core technology of coaching, rather than as soft additions to technique. Readers seeking quick scripts or a highly directive framework may find the approach demanding because it requires patience and self-management from the coach. For those committed to deeper developmental work, the book stands out as a practical guide to conversations that change how clients see themselves, not merely what they decide to do next. If you would like to support Marcia Reynolds, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.